Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
When it comes to politics in Montana, it's been an interesting week, to say the least. What began with an article in the New York Times accusing Senator John Walsh of plagiarism ended yesterday with his decision to drop out of the race. With Congressman Steve Daines holding a commanding lead, finding a replacement for Senator Walsh will not be easy. Who wants to be the sacrificial lamb? My guess is that it will be someone like former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger, who's at the end of his career and really has nothing to lose. Serious candidates will take a pass because there isn't time to ramp up a campaign and raise the money necessary to mount a credible challenge. The Democrat Party has 12 days to choose a replacement, and you can bet the political prognosticators will vet all possibilities ad nauseum. I, on the other hand, would like to focus on a related side story that got little play in the mainstream press. On July 30th, Ron Cutlett of Media Trackers posted an article about an interview he had with Montana Teacher Union President Eric Fever, in which Mr. Fever once again placed size 12 shoe in size 2 mouth. In commenting on the Walsh scandal, Mr. Fever, ever the apologist for anyone on the left, said, quote, "I'm going to plagiarize now a comment made to me yesterday. This is a direct quote. I'd rather be for a part-time plagiarist than a full-time creationist," end quote. Is he serious? This is proof positive that the union will look the other way on issues of character as long as you support their agenda. Fever did admit that plagiarism is wrong, then softened that stance by saying these kinds of things are more common than we would like to believe. He then went on to say that he spent years preparing and practicing to be an academic and said, quote, "I learned that few ideas are so remarkably new that no one has ever thought of them before and written about them before," end quote. It sounds like Mr. Fever's work needs to be reviewed as well, and I find two things particularly troubling. The first is the quick dismissal of a serious character flaw in someone who's making the laws that you and I have to live under, especially given the fact that the person doing the dismissing is the one who has said for years that the education of our children should be left to him and his organization. He should be reminded that education encompasses far more than the mere assimilation of facts and data. He should be reminded that character still matters. The other thing I find even more troubling is the open hostility of the union toward people who believe that God created the universe. This boils to the surface every once in a while, and this week was a case in point. King David once said that the fool says in his heart, "There is no God." He also said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I understand that there are those who don't believe that, but is it the place of the union to ridicule those who do? This week was a perfect case study in how fast things can change in the political world. We applaud Senator Walsh for stepping aside, and we hope it was done for more than just political expediency. Everyone's entitled to their political beliefs, but a common thread that should run through all of them is that when it comes to our political leaders, character still matters. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.